Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 8th of July, the First Marriage Covenant. Highlighting the connection between our infirmity and discord in our marriages, houses and churches, the Apostle Paul introduced the subject of our infirmity by drawing attention to the problems in Christ's first marriage at Mount Sinai and the new marriage covenant of the Spirit established on Mount Calvary. The law given at Mount Sinai was the marriage covenant between the Son of God and the children of Israel, whom Stephen described as the church in the wilderness. The Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, commented on this marriage by saying, "Behold, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them." The law was given as a covenant to minister life and blessing to those who kept it and participated in the culture of offering prescribed by the law. It was a tutor to bring the nation of Israel to Christ. The life ministered through the law was not Zoe, but rather blessing, healing, health and prosperity. Men and women who walked in the faith of Abraham obtained this blessing. However, as a nation, the culture of the children of Israel was to walk after the flesh. That is, through the exercise of their knowledge of good and evil, they took hold of God's law for their own ends. This led only to religious idolatry and cursing. Notably, this fleshly covenant was ended on the cross. Paul declared, "For the woman, that is, the church at Sinai, who has a husband, the Son of God, is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. It is their marriage covenant. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband." The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 7, verse 38, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 and 32, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and Romans chapter 7, verse 2. For further study, Exodus chapter 19.